to be intimate with. Original sinner. Okay. Huh? Let's use your legs. Use the legs. Its legs is already not different from Zendo. Legs is also same things. Buddha's leg. Buddha's leg. It's big. So why don't you use this leg and get into it? So legs is a means, but it's not means. Leg is already a being. So, then naturally, using the legs is already to show, to be intimate, intimate original nature of being's existence. So you can be intimate, very naturally, with Zendo, anyway. That is a point here Dogen then says, saying, anyway, the land of Sala, Sala means the human world in Sanskrit. Sala means, literally Sala means a patient. Okay. It's interesting, Sala. Sala is in Sanskrit, the world, human world, which means patience. Patience is not oppression. You must be experience something, you know, the patience and free from oppressions given by something. It's not patience. Patience is stand up positively in the Dharma's world, in the Buddha's world. That is a patience. Because you cannot be patient, you know, with a weak mind, weak walk, weak life, weak feeling. If you become a patient, well, you must be strong anyway. You must live in a positive way, and then you can be patient. Don't you think so? But you don't believe this. But if you, even for a moment, if you can be patient in Zazen, you must be already strong. You are already stand up in the Buddha's world. So that is called patience. So in Buddhism, patience is peaceful patience. Peace. Peace, patience. That's wonderful, isn't it? So my name is Patience, and that's why great patience. Great eternal patience. Eternal patience. Huge patience. Not small. But as a joke, I am always says, next life, I wish I could be the just the patience, because I wish I could be the whole tree. It's now a piece of tree, you know. Kind of giving me a piece of tree. So I always tell the joke to the people, I am a peaceful tree. That's why I must be patient in this world. But next life, I'm not patient. You know, because I wish it could be the whole tree. That's wonderful, huh? That is my job. People accept the idea seriously, but I don't accept it seriously. I don't take it seriously. This is just my wonderful joke. That's why here Dogen Zen says the bonds of Buddha means that enlightenment is understood as enlightenment and hence to be bound immediately by intellectual views and immediately by theoretical understanding. Intellectual views and theoretical understanding are same, exactly same. I said immediately. Immediately means it's really immediately, but something more than immediately. If you say yes, I understand, it's already wrong. Don't you think? It's already you understanding. So I am Buddha. I really understand. I am Buddha, but at that time, immediately, I create my Buddha. Don't you think so? So immediately means understanding itself already create the extra world, so called my world, my Buddhas. And then simultaneously that means huge Buddhas squeezed into your small Buddha. So that's why even though you say, yes, I am Buddha, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work in a daily life. So you really bump your head wherever you may go against the lots of corners. That is very true. That is very common. That's why Dogen has to say like this. We really understand pretty easily like this, but no, not yet. We always repeat like this. So that's why he uses soku. Soku means immediately, immediateness, exactly immediateness, no gap between. Understanding, if you say understanding is already, okay, it's already something extra. So, real things is before you understand or after understand, whatever it is, and before, beyond your understanding, this is truth, real things, real things. How can we know? I don't know. How can we say? We don't know. But we can be there. How do you know if you cannot be there? I don't know. Do you understand this? Korn in the Brook Cliff Record. Joshua Zen Master says, I have never stayed in the clarity. The clarity means absolute, the truth. Okay. He said, do you want to preserve it in another way? The monk says, how can I preserve it? Which you cannot stay aboard, you cannot stay with it. Okay. So nothing to preserve. And then monk says, how about you? Joshi says, I don't know. And then the monk says, if you don't know, why can't you say, I don't stay with the clarity? Do you understand? So Joshi said, you are smart. So why don't you bow? Go away. That's pretty good. Do you understand this? Well, that is a nice koan for you. Anyway, we do always like this. Always what? Very clearly we create a special world according to scientific way of understanding. It's important for us. That's why we have to be careful. Anyway, we have to be careful to use intellectual world. Anyway. So, immediately by theoretical understanding, if even a single thought moves, you would miss a chance of liberation. So liberation is not something after your mind vacillate. No, vacillate. Well, before your mind vacillate, anyway, this is exactly liberation, which is called Gyobutsu. Anyway, when you do gassho, just do gassho, okay? Just do gassho. This is different determinism from scientific determinism. Okay, it's that determinism comes up from the very deep understanding of human life. So, and also says the mistaken understanding is made haphazardly. How? Enlightenment is understood as enlightenment, like this. Okay. Buddha, I am Buddha. Buddha is understood as a Buddha. Yes. That is really mistaken understanding. It's made haphazardly. We are really dumb. It's really dumb how dumb we are. And also, dumb means we understand how dumb we understand this. And, Buddha is understood as a Buddha, and problem is we really trust this understanding and depend on, exactly hold on. Whatever Buddha gives you suggestions, you don't let go of it. You always, yes, this is my Buddha. Not my Buddha, this is real Buddha. But it's really your Buddha, but you don't. So that is really dumb. It's really dumb. But if you really, how dumb we are, you become very straightforward to how you take care of dumbness. But if you don't, well, you're still dumb. You're still dumb. So we have to understand how dumb we are. But dumbness is not wrong, okay? Thanks to the dumbness, we can really get it into the nirvana's Buddha's realm. That's why we have to appreciate this. But to appreciate it is not necessary to accept randomly, haphazardly, or blindly. Anyway, dumbness should penetrate to your skin and muscle and bone. And then finally you say, oh yes, how dumb we are. Before you say so, you can really do something. So that's how real realization of how dumb we are really immediately enter into Buddha's world. It's really enlightenment. So, Dogen then says, mistaken understanding is made haphazardly, and how, he explains, enlightenment is understood as enlightenment. Why it is wrong? Because people believe enlightenment, the intellectual views, matched to enlightenment. The intellectual view of enlightenment, okay, matched to enlightenment. In other words, even intellectual views or theoretical understanding comes from, anyway, enlightenment, Buddha's world, what's wrong? What's wrong? Yes, you say so always. What's wrong? We are Buddha. So even the ignorance and the dumbness comes from Buddha's world. What's wrong with us? Don't you think so? That is already mistaken. Understanding is made haphazardly. It's very blind. Of course it is. But please check once more again. I don't mean it's wrong. I don't mean it's right. Anyway, you are already there, so why don't you check once more again? That is our crux. We are already in the Buddha's world. Even though you understand intellectually, Buddha is understood as a Buddha. Fine. It's not fine, but it's not bad. Okay, because you are already there. So, fine, it's fine. Why don't you check once more? And that is our practice. Okay? Our practice. Check means, that means intellectual check. Using the technique, how can I check? Well, it's not. You check using the technique. Anyway, check means be one, this peaceful Zendo, okay? Because already peaceful Zendo here, as a peace already here. You are already peaceful human beings, already here. And then that's why you can't scream here anyway. Of course you can. You can do it. But at that time you are not normal. Even though you can get into Zendo using the techniques of called scream, you can get in. But I say it is not usual. It is really abnormal. Because whatever kind of technique you use, according to freedom of alternative, but it doesn't make sense sometimes. So why don't you be intimate whole mode of this Zendo. Anyway, peaceful, already peaceful. It is completely different from getting into the bar. Completely different, you know pretty well. But using a technique is same things, you know. Using your left foot, get it into the bar, get it into the Zendo, anywhere, you can do it. But get it into the Zendo, using the right foot is different from your movement. Getting into the bar, different, completely different. Okay? So your rightful is anyway nothing but the different. And it's not different from peaceful Zendo. So your rightful is peaceful Zendo. Your nose, your whole body is already peaceful being. Why don't you use this Zen, peaceful legs and return to peaceful Zendo, anyway being intimate with it? That's all we have to do. So already here, its cause is here. But if you have an office technique is cause. From the cause, you can create another word. But if cause is a huge Buddhist word, you can create one. Even though you can create something extra, all you have to do is just tune in, fit into this huge vast world. So your Buddha must be found in the vast expanse of the Buddhist world. That's all we have to do. But reality will be reversed. Do you think so? We squeeze huge world into your Buddhist world. That is complete opposite. That's why yesterday I told you, anyway, you don't understand this, but I gave an example, jumping from the high board. This is very good examples. There is no excuse, because there is a jumping from a high board. It's really a stream of time and also huge space around the time, each moment of the time. So if you pick up each moment, it's not moment, it's space. Okay, it's space, exactly. So life and death is not the time. It's not time. Okay. You can get into the death, just like the, watch. Clean. Yeah, I don't think so. This is not death. Death is completely space, huge space. You don't know when. All you have to do is just tune in. That's all. That's why, even though your heart stops or your brain stops, still you can survive. You are still alive. You think so? I don't know exactly, but I have never experienced, but I understand the Zazen anyway. Still you can arrive. You cannot die exactly. But if you are killed by accident, it's too much shock. That's why you are inside. Brains and everything is completely missed. That's why you don't know exactly. But still you can be there. But if you die very quietly, very nice, you don't know when you die. Just like this, but that, just like the watch is your moment, the idea of a moment you have, it is just the 74,000 seldom moment of a second. That is, you say, like this. But real moment is not space. It's real space. So you don't know when you get into the death. So still you can see wonderful world after your heart, your brain stops. I think so. Don't you think so? You don't. Don't worry. So still you can be just like a dream. I always think it's just like a dream, beyond time and the space, and you can see beautiful beings and the peoples and the trees, birds, and things. Well, everything comes, and then you don't know when it disappears. Or next moment, different beings appears and talking with me, and I don't know who you are, but it appears anyway. So many things come in and disappears, come in and disappears. Very wonderful world. Anyway, that is your world after your death. I don't know how long it lasts, but it doesn't matter. Well, maybe it doesn't matter. If you try to explain, that is too much. That is too much. So you say 30 days and 32 years and 10 years, you can still keep it. That is too much. Well, I don't care the same way. But that's enough. That's enough for me.
That's a wonderful word.
Okay. So that's why it's called nirvana. Nirvana is perfect peace. Perfect peace. No pain. No pains, no pleasures. Just the beautiful. We don't know the time, we don't know the space. Just be there. So all we have to do is just tune in, just be there. So that is exactly the same situation as a moment when you jump from the high board. Each moment, it's exact space. But appealing to will, it's really only time exists. You believe like this, but I don't think so. It's really space. So there is completely you. I told you before, your intellect, your emotions, your will become zero. Anyway, zero. Zero means that they really just be with you. Now all you have to do is your whole body and mind just match to, from moment to moment, match to time and also space. From moment to moment. How? Why don't you use your body and mind? So using your body and mind are not technique, not means. But if you believe that is a means or technique, you die. You die. So all you have to do is, because there is no intellect, no emotions, no wills. But they work pretty well. How? Feeling. Mediate. So, time and space, let three of functions, three of them work very naturally. Naturally, natural as it is. Do you understand? So, that's just a feeling. That is a jumping. Okay? That is a jumping. That is anyway what is called Gyobutsu. It's really Gyobutsu for us. Just do it. Just do it. But I told you before, everyday life, we are really done. That's why, by realization of dumbness, why don't you, anyway, intimate? Why don't you be intimate with this world? Anyway, you can do it. You can do it. You are not dumb. You can do it. That's why by realization of how dumb we are, anyway, why don't you practice like this? How can I practice? Using the wonderful legs and nose and hands and bodies, and then you can use, you can tune in, you can be intimate with this world. That is our practice, Zazen or Kisho itself. That's why Dogen Zen says Zazen or Shugyo practice is not practice separate from enlightenment. That is exactly Nirvana enlightenment. Okay. Do you have some questions?
It feels to me like just sitting, or as you talked about yesterday, just going into the middle of the pain, you know, just being there with it. That feels also a little bit like a technique, but maybe just simpler, a little closer to Buddha's world than some of the fancier techniques.
Well, technique is already term. For me, technique is already something called scientific term. So technique is not something separate from human life. Technique is something you penetrates your life exactly until it becomes one with your life. Okay, technique should be so. But technique, if you say technique is always technique, then you think so. Just to use in order to step, you know, go a step anyway. But technique is life. So until technique disappears in your life, do it. Do you understand?
No.
So that's why technique is not scientific beings. That technique is life. Technique is life. It's real. That's why you have to use the technique as not technique, as Buddha. Sacred being. Sacred being. So that...
Sacred or secret?
Sacred. That attitude is very important. Attitude is important.
that's what it feels like to me. Is when I get to that point of just going down the middle. It starts out as a technique, but then it clicks into just being a part of being alive at that moment. So it's no longer a technique. It's just being.
Well, technique they turn into the not technique. Technique turn into the being.
You said that the word sara means patient.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, in the Sanskrit, samsara, is there patience in that?
Samsara.
Mm-hmm.
But the word means samsara. Saha. S-A-H-A. Well, what is your question?
No, that was my question.
Well, if someone came to see you and said he or she didn't have time to study Buddhism, but he wanted to ask you, what could he depend on? What could he depend on in his or her life? If you have to tell somebody in one sentence or in a few minutes, what we can depend on? If you don't have time to study Buddhism, what would you say? We have to go on a trip, right?
You want me to suffer, huh? Well, that's very simple. Actually, nothing to depend on. But you think well, maybe you can say so. Okay, nothing to depend on, particularly. And then maybe someone ask you, what do you mean, nothing to depend on? And then maybe you can squeeze a pinch on his nose. It's a really great ear. He's the only great one you can depend on anyway. You see so? You can pinch his nose, and then you say, oh, that is something you can depend on. Or completely ignorant people. Maybe you can say, oh, forget it. But why don't you see the huge world? World is not the world you can see. The world is huge. So even intellectually, even emotionally, even mind, even thinking, you can see it. You can see that huge world. Just like a morning sun. Sunrise. Okay.
Ocho, you said that in Japan and in Shogun, karma was very narrow and there was no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Is there hope in Buddhism?
Oh, sure. Beautiful hope. Beautiful hope. Eternal hope.
Eternal possibility.
It is. Well, according to, Emily Dickinson, poet, she says, hope is the thing with a feather, which perches in the soul. Beautiful, isn't it? I don't know what is a soul. But hope is a thing with feathers. Which first in the soul, S-O-U-L, soul. Okay. I don't know what is a soul, but anyway, it's beautiful. But in a sense, it's a little bit transiency. But Buddhist hope is eternal prosperity. Okay. Completely beyond pessimistic or optimistic. Completely beyond. Okay. That is a beautiful hope.
If Buddhism doesn't believe in the soul, what is it that reincarnates?
I don't know the soul. I don't know.
But you talk about reincarnation.
Intellectually, reincarnation doesn't come into existence because Buddhism says emptiness. Intellectually, exactly nothing. Intellectually. Okay? But I don't think so. I don't think so. Still, you have to understand, you don't believe this because still there is, you really want to have a freedom of your will. A freedom of alternative anyway. Do you want to go this way? Reincarnation or not reincarnation? Okay? So, I think practically, I always not believe, do. Reincarnation is something you have to do. Okay. From now, we have to do. Until right moment before you die, anyway, you have to do. Every day. That means reincarnation, anyway. Practice of reincarnation, how? That means, anyway, we just take a vow of being rebirth as human being in the next world, next life. That means in a sense we can see the hope in the future. But actually I don't know. Even I think about like this, but still I don't know what will happen after death. Or even though I say I take a vow of being rebirth as a human being, becoming a monk next life. A little better monk than this monk. But anyway, even though I think about it like this, I don't know. Exactly I don't know. But this vow is really creating great spiritual energies. Let you be today. Moment right before you die. You can, that vow really lets you be exactly stable. That energy leads you to next moment, anyway, very natural, even though you don't know. For instance, today, okay? Today, well, tomorrow, no one knows. But we can have already preconception tomorrow, or so-called tomorrow. That's why we believe tomorrow will be, but I don't think so. No one knows, actually. But anyway, regardless of whether you understand or not, tomorrow will come or not. And all we have to do is, let's take a vow of living today as today. That energy leads you to tomorrow. Very naturally. What do you think?
I mean, it's just the energy. You just trust in the energy.
Well, energy, not well, I use the energy, but I don't know what how can I say that. Maybe you can say soul, maybe you can say spiritual energy, but not spiritual energy, but because physically you have to do anyway. Physically, mentally, anyway, you have to do. Okay?
So the emphasis is on this moment, yeah, not this the moment. Next one anyway.
Intellectually, no one knows next moment, you know, no one knows. But if just today exists, that means there is a possibility. Next moment will be. Next moment will be means this moment disappeared. Okay? So all we have to do is, if you accept, if you take a vow to accept this moment today, that simultaneously will expect tomorrow's moment, next moment, possible moment. But intellectually, we don't know. Completely, we don't know. But emotionally, or, well, feeling, okay? Intention, according to emotion and intention, we can do it. Don't you think so? We can do it. So, why don't you accept this moment today? That means simultaneously. It leads you to tomorrow. So how? Well, why don't you prepare for the tomorrow breakfast tonight? That's a very simple life. That means be today as today. So very naturally, it leads you to tomorrow. So right, same applies to the moment before you die. If you do it, you can do it. You can be next life, be born. But intellectually, I don't know, because I have never experienced. But through the Zazen and through the experience, I really believe this. Not believe, I can do it. I can do it. Same things, same questions was made in Zen Center. This fall, because Baker Roshi said nothing. He said nothing, no reincarnation, no rebirth, complete after death, nothing. He said complete nothing. That's why, complete nothing, that's enough. But still we don't feel satisfactory. Don't you think so?
Well, it seems to me like if you talk about reincarnation, then you're already presuming that there's a spirit that exists apart from your body.
No, I don't. That is already intellectual understanding. Your understanding, that's it. That's human being always do it. But a soul, where is the soul? Where is the spirit? Spirit.
Well, I'm just saying if there's a spirit that can continue after.
Well, we can think so, yeah. We can think so.
No, I'm just saying if we believe in reincarnation, then it seems like we also have to believe that there's a spirit that can exist separate from the body in life.
Not believe. It is not the matter of you believe. It is something you have to do. Practically. Psychologically, physically, you have to do. It's not a matter of belief. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, in a sense I do, but there's always the question of whether your body can transcend somehow through your spirit.
If you believe. Yeah. Well, we can think so. That's why karmic system, the theory of karma, always explained like this.
What do you mean?
Theory of karma, karma's teaching of karma. Only the body and mind disappear. Anyway, when you die, your body disappears. And then soul, the mind is disappear also. Because in Buddhism, mind is not something different from the body. So mind must be exactly with the body. It's not two. It's not one exactly. But anyway, you can't separate. So in Buddhism, body and mind one. Okay. So if you die, well, then naturally, body and mind disappear. But how can we be rebirth next life? So that means what you have done, karma means mental, physical activities, what you have done leads you to next life. It's not a karma. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. But the point is that if it's not separate, if your body and your mind and your spirit aren't separate, if they're one unit, then your reincarnation would take a different form.
Still, union. So what you mean, a union? You be the
union.
It's
a totality.
Your totality is already, you believe, sort of a big lump of the totality, which has lots of energies, and to create something else. Mm. Don't you think so? You believe like that.
Okay.
Totality, what is a totality? So-called energies. Mm-hmm. But energy is a sort of a huge energy, a kind of a huge lump of energies. You know? Now after death, maybe we believe that exists.
Well, I mean...